the strong mothers. Where are the mothers who held power and children, preserved peaches in season, understood about greens and two classes of protein, who drove cars or did not have a license, who laughed, raged, and were there? Take Mrs. Russell, who rode her irate bike, an upright fly that buzzed with a small engine on its back wheel, up South Road past the school football field on her way to the hospital. Consider the other Mrs. Russell, drama judge, teacher of speech and elocution in a small front room, part-time reporter on the Harborough Star. And Mrs. Ellingham, who had an MA in French, the university. Or Mrs. Smith, one knee stiff with TB, her tennis parties on Saturdays, adults on banks, and we smoked their cigarettes in the bamboo. Her legs shone, their skin in diamonds like a lizard's. Then Mrs. Chapman, who sang in the church choir, formed brooches from fresh white bread, made you look for a needle till you found it, heated records, and shaped them into vases for presents, who did a spring display in the window of Gamage's hats. They have left the vowels uncorrected, the stories unproofed. They have rested their bicycles inside their garages, looked up the last word, La Dernière Mot, in Harrop's dictionary, let needles lie in the narrow dust between veranda boards. They have tested the last jam on a saucer by a window, comforted the last crying child they will ever see, and left. How we miss them and their great strength. Wait for us, we say. Wait for me. And they will.